From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump, in a series of tweets, said he never asked the FBI director to stop investigating Mr. Trump's one-time national security advisor, Michael Flynn, about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. The tweets came after Flynn pleaded guilty in Washington to lying to FBI agents. Flynn agreed to cooperate with investigators looking into alleged Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election and whether the Trump campaign colluded with Moscow. President Trump has denied any collusion took place. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster warns the nuclear threat posed by North Korea would be the most devastating and destabilizing development since World War II, and urged others, such as China, to do more.
China, as you know, has taken some unprecedented actions, and what we're asking China to do is not to do us or anybody else a favor, but to act in China's interest. There's a real grave danger to China, to Russia, to all nations from a North Korea that's armed with nuclear weapons.
Senate Armed Services Committee member Lindsey Graham urges the Pentagon to move U.S. military dependents out of South Korea.
I'm going to urge the Pentagon not to send any more dependents to South Korea. South Korea should be an unaccompanied tour. It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea.
Senator Graham's warnings come as a major U.S.-South Korean air exercise gets underway. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish rebels say they have fully cleared Islamic State fighters from Deir ez-Zor. Spokesman for the militia praised tribal leaders as well as the U.S. and Russia for their help. This is VOA News. Airstrikes struck Yemen's capital Sana'a overnight into today, with witnesses saying the bombings hit Houthi rebel positions. Meantime, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on former allies in Yemen to halt their fighting. 5 days of violence between them, as former Alaa Saleh and the Houthi rebels have left dozens dead. Saleh's forces and the Houthis had a 3-year alliance when they were fighting the Saudi-led coalition backing the current administration. Former U.S. Ambassador David Mack, now with the Middle East Institute, has negotiated with Saleh in the past.
He remains one of the smartest political operatives in the Arab world. He certainly is a very sharp political operator. He knows how to maneuver. He knows how to balance off different political parties within Yemen. And he's, I believe, showing that he can also balance off different foreign governments, whether it's the Saudi coalition or the Iranians.
Saleh says he's ready to deal with the Saudi-led coalition provided they stop attacking civilians. Fighting is impacting humanitarian operations. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner, says Mr. Trump has not made a decision yet whether to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Kushner speaking at a Middle East conference here in Washington.
What I'll say is that the president's going to make his decision, and he hasn't made his decision. He's still looking at a lot of different facts, and that when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to want to tell you, not me. So he'll make sure he does that at the right time.
Senior Trump administration officials said last week the president could make his announcement this week. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has warned any U.S. move would represent a threat to the future of the peace process and is unacceptable. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis made a visit today to Pakistan, where he said he did not plan to push the government but expected it to adhere to the promises to combat terrorism. In October, Mattis warned the United States is willing to work one more time with Pakistan before taking what he called whatever steps are necessary to address its alleged support for militants. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro says his government will launch a cryptocurrency, a digital currency, to circumvent what he called a financial blockade by the U.S. government. The new currency will be called the Petro and be backed by the socialist-run OPEC nations' oil, gold, and mineral reserves. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.